Hello, and welcome once again to the Smorgasbord Podcast. I'm your host, Dave Swan. Well, the word collaboration, by definition, it means to form an alliance, to work with another to produce something, something that is hopefully of a greater combined worth. The aim, as the saying goes, is to create something so the whole offering is greater than the sum of its parts. To that end, I found myself recently gaining a greater understanding of what happens when you combine a professional free surfer with an AFL player. The end result is a setup called Pro Movement, a specialist centre for athletic development. Now, the founders of Pro Movement are none other than former professional free surfer Dean Brady, who was part of Rip Curl's international search team. You know, those guys traversing the globe in search of perfect waves. And the other founder was Jared Bates. Drafted to the Brisbane Lions fresh out of high school and a star on the rise, his career was cut short with a shocking leg break. Fast forward a few years, and Jared had pursued a career in sports and exercise science, and he was working with the likes of the LA Lakers basketball team, the Vancouver Canucks ice hockey, you know, some of the best in the business. Dean had continued with his love of surfing and had started coaching up-and-coming surf stars. A chance meeting between the two at a touch football game saw these mates from all the way back in kindergarten days reconnect and pretty soon set up a business for athletes of all descriptions, from the everyday Joes like you and me right through to elite athletes. Ironmen, Ironwomen, triathletes, cricketers, pro skateboarders, snow skiers. Yes, you heard that right. And of course, surfers. I came across these guys on a recent visit to Thomas Surfboards in Noosa. I saw their setup in the big Thomas Temple mammoth building and was just in awe. I had to find out more. Anyhow, I'm sure you will find theirs an interesting story. So sit back and enjoy my chat with Dean Brady and Jared Bates of Pro Movement.
I mean, yeah, I suppose most importantly, it's, you know, what attracted you to this workspace here with the boys?
I'd been riding the Thomas surfboards for a while.
We've heard all about that.
At the old factory and, you know, became mates with the boys. And then I'm also training Jake's daughter, Lily, and so does Jared. So the boys knew Jared as well, and they... Yeah, it just approached us early on in the piece about the sort of big picture.
So how long have you guys been together, you know, in terms of the business and things like that? So prior to
business, 4 years.
Yeah.
But we've known each other.
Yes.
Well, we went to pre-school
in kindergarten together, actually.
So you're Sunshine Coast guys.
Yeah. So in, I don't know, not shy of 30 years now.
Yeah.
Yeah. We've known each other, so pretty long time.
Yeah.
So started the business and then obviously, association with the guys when they're up the road and then...
Yeah. And then we're involved in, seeing the plans and the ideas sounded really cool and we were looking for a spot at the same time. Yeah. So it was great because we got to just, work. It was just really good having so many people that cared about the space. And then Andrew St. Baker, like he's got, great sort of taste. I think his vision's really cool too.
Yeah.
And we were just pumped to be involved. But then we needed high ceilings. We were thinking, we'll be polite, we'll come and have a look, but it's not going to be like you need such a specific space.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen the rope and how high.
But after this, went, hang on.
This is actually perfect. Which is good luck.
And so, what kind of training are you doing out of here? So, you're doing the performance surfing training, and is there other aspects, or, you know, explain it all to us?
So I came from a surfing background, and Jared, football.
Don't worry, mate. You don't need to be humble. I know. A little bit of surfing. Yes. Traveling the world.
Yeah, something like that. And, I started coaching junior surfers about 5 years ago here. After I got cut from Rip Curl and really enjoyed it and then approached Jared to start because I was training with him, loving his training.
AFL, aren't you?
Mm.
Yeah. So Was that with the Lions? Is that right? Or?
Yeah, it was a couple of years with the Lions. And then I broke my femur playing football, and that was a bit of a process coming back. And then, anyway, was cut from that contract. And then, yeah, went on to study, travel, and then, yeah, travelled with work. So it was pretty good. And, yeah, worked with some good people.
He's worked under the LA Lakers strength and conditioning coach for a bit.
Then the Canucks ice hockey with Vancouver, Giants, a few other athletes and stuff, so it's pretty good. And then we started this.
Jared and I from high school, year 12, basically didn't see each other for like 6 years because he was living overseas and I was travelling surfing. And then we joined the same touch football team. He's like, and then I started training. He's like, oh, what are you doing? Oh, this is, I was like, mad catch up. He's like, come do a session with me. And I trained with a lot of people and I just thought his sessions were like fantastic. So then I was just like, oh, can you train my surfers? And he's like, yeah. And then we just sort of, everything steamrolled. And here we are. So collaborating with Thomas and you know, Captain Sipsops and the boys too.
And so how many days a week you're operating out of here?
6 days a week. Operating. Yeah. Yeah, keeps us pretty busy.
And kind of athletes, what, just
anybody's welcome. All walks of life, as long as you're a good person, that's first and foremost. You can be a bad person and be an athlete, and we're not interested. So it doesn't matter. But there's a few athletes thrown in the mix as well, so that's nice.
So what kind of sports? So obviously surfing, but other
surfing,
sports training?
Ironman, like triathlon Ironman. Ironwoman, as in like surf lifesaving. Formula One. And then, like Olympic distance triathlon as well. Good. And surface, obviously.
And a little bit more in terms of the training you're undertaking here. So, fitness, strength and conditioning, what kind of
work you do? The facility of the Pro Movement offers like yoga, your Pilates, say out of the studio itself. And then I guess the approach with fitness is like, it's all body weight, like the education of how to use your body. I guess think of a gymnast in terms of like the strength you can build using your body weight. You don't really need to use weights, and just combining what I learned during university and then through personal experience, I guess, with football. What's needed, like flexibility, mobility, not just heavy weight training, which we do none of. It's all body weight based. And mix it up, keep it fun. So you're mentally stimulated because, as any athlete knows, you train so many hours a day. You've got to have some fun at some point, don't you?
And only working with elite athletes or different,
everyday people? Everyday people. It doesn't matter. If it's your first time off the couch, give it a go. We don't discriminate.
It works well with having the yoga and Pilates too because, Jared will, meet with people and go, oh, why don't you just see how you go with yoga, and then if that's fine, then step it up to Pilates, and then Pro Movement's like a sort of step up from that. So it's a real good balance of everything.
And a few different levels, like when we run a class, you have 3 or 4 different levels of each exercise, so depending on if you are,
so you can have people of different kind of, I suppose,
exactly, or getting a taste of the same exercise, for example, and you run the entire session with that model. So nobody's sort of left out on the outside, not quite getting it, and you can all go at your own speed. So if you want to flog yourself, go for it. Yeah. Or if you want to sort of pull back a little bit, if you've got injury or you're sort of feeling it out for the first time, you take responsibility.
Rehab stuff as well, or just mainly fitness? Or
Work with athletes that have come back from rehab. Jordan with a broken foot. It's been a big 2 years of rehab, but I don't mind really specialising in rehab. It's boring.
It's boring. You'll help your athletes out, but searching for rehab work.
Not so. I don't want to go down that path. There's people that love it. They can enjoy it. I touch base on it. It keeps you. It's good to touch base on it, but I wouldn't fill my books with rehab. No, it gets too depressing. Truly does. It does. They get a problem, they come in with a problem, and they feel down, and you try to pump them up or whatever. And it's great working with a couple of people like that because your knowledge of anatomy and the body really comes through, and it makes you think, and that's great. Yeah. But to be a specialists in it. There's people that love it, and I love that they love it. Yeah.
So what, like I said, I'm a sponge. Just explain some of the equipment and things like that. So
exercise discs that slide along the ground, bands, things that are easy, that are lightweight.
So like the ones that are in the trolleys, kind of thing. That kind of, I'll check it out.
Yeah, like plastic discs, I guess.
It's all pretty simple. It's like you can essentially have a gym in like a carry-on suitcase with our stuff. Like it can all be.
That's the idea. Yeah, exactly the idea. So if you're an athlete on the road, that's where it sort of comes from. That you can train in like a small sort of environment.
Yeah.
And whether you're targeting like purely strength, power, mobility, whatever it is you want to do, you can do it with as minimal amount of equipment as possible.
You can do with each piece too, hey, like a single piece, but there's just so much stuff you can do.
Yeah.
So eventually, when we get around to it, Jared, probably get our programs online that you can get.
I was going to say, kind of representation there and videos and all that kind of thing.
Yeah, we'll have a bit of an online portal down the track.
Because then people obviously look at what you're doing.
And yeah.
It's got to be a double-edged sword.
Yeah, it's got to be once.
Yeah.
A few athletes have wrapped up a little bit more.
Yeah.
Yeah, because exactly. You don't want to give away too many tricks.
Yeah. Is there any other athletes that you want to talk about that you're having, going through?
Cooper Davis. I think Cooper Davis is a good one. He came to me to get surfing lessons about 4 or 5 years ago, and tennis was his number one sport back then. And he had good skill. Anyway, he was pretty late. It was like he was 14, and so that's pretty late to only just be getting into comps and stuff.
Yeah,
and he's 18 now, and he won the Australian title. So that's been really cool because he's been training at Jarrah for 4 years, and I've been coaching him too. So some of our junior athletes now that we've been working with for like a fair few years, like 4 years, we're really starting to get good results for their hard work, and
that's our first cool too. Athlete from the starters, that's working together as well.
And he's cool.
The best in Australia, so makes us
feel good. And we've got some really good juniors coming up out of here at the moment too. So, or not even juniors, but sort of 8 to 14. There's a lot of talent, so that's exciting too. Hopefully, we'll have one or two of them on tour. Or two or three.
Lil Bowery. She's a good chance. Jake's
daughter, she rips.
Yeah.
State champion.
Because he said she was 13, is that right?
Yeah. And Coco.
Yeah, Coco. So we've got two. Actually, we have three of the top four in the 14 girls or something at state.
Wow.
Which was
pretty good.
Pretty awesome.
Yeah.
It's great to see the girls, like, this is a bit of a group, and they all like each other, like, they're not and they just, like, it's a really good environment at our training sessions, and they just all push each other skill-wise. And
it works well, not just having surfers, different athletes. Mm. I like bringing in the different athletes to train together, because they can bounce ideas and just a general conversation with their own specialised training together to take those little tidbits away, create that little bit of a community, because I don't think there's any place that offers that brings into together all different athletes to train,
which is
their own specific goals, where people limit themselves to just surfing or whatever they do.
Yes, to come and train.
It is interesting,
but it's different.
Well, you might know, they were interviewing some college, I think, or some college gridiron coach or American football coach. I don't know, he's won countless Orange Bowls or whatever it is, just time and time and again. And they kept saying, you keep unearthing this talent year upon year, you win it with different athletes. How do you continue to do it? Yeah. And they said, you must be looking for people who live and breathe football. And he said, no, that's the last thing I'm looking for. And the guy didn't know how to take it. Yeah. He's going, what do you mean? He's going, no, you must want them, to be obsessed and live football. And he goes, no, because he said, physically, mentally, they're done. They're cooked by the time they should be, I suppose, peaking and getting ready for it. Because he said, if you play one sport or you just look at one sport and you're insular, your body just can't take it. Yeah. And mentally, you're saying, you know, I want sports people who are doing a multitude of things and working with multitude of athletes, because then they start thinking outside of the circle in terms of tactics. Like, if you're always playing Aussie rules, I mean, nowadays you've got so many guys who are basketballers as well as AFL, and, you know,
that's interesting.
Yeah, it's cool.
And, that crossover as well, taking bits of those training stories away from the other athletes, really has helped, I think.
Actually, even at the moment, got a professional cricketer and training a professional skateboarder, which is cool.
We didn't have
to mention those two, so that's pretty.
Who's that?
Andrew Brophy's the professional skateboarder.
Yeah.
And Ben, what's
Ben's name? Ben McLaughlin
or something.
Adelaide
36ers.
Yeah, and he flies away to Dubai to play in their league over there.
Really nice guy.
Pace bowler. So it's
And the professional skateboarder, is that... was his... what was it? I'm just trying to think now. Was that his girlfriend or whatever was on that recent Australian Survivor?
That's
Survivor.
His sister-in-law,
I'm thinking, professional skateboarder, because I remember reading.
I think you commentated the X Games, I heard.
You did. So, it's pretty cool.
Andrew and Jake were consulting with him the other day, too. They were talking skateboard ramp designs. They're going to let Brophy take charge of, obviously work with him, but that's pretty cool. So he knows the right builders and makes sure it's done well.
Also training the national downhill skier under... Under 10 champion.
From Noosa.
Melbourne originally.
Yeah. Moved up here.
But we'll spend time down south as well, skiing and overseas skiing already, but... Jasper Rogers. He's a little gun.
That's pretty cool.
I've heard that name.
That's diverse. Isn't it? Getting a ski. We haven't had a ski before.
You don't get the opportunity to work with
skiers. Yeah, you would be a snowboarder. That's something else.
It's so different. So that's cool. Awesome. That's fun.
And he's surfing while he's up here too. So that's a good crossover sport for him too. Just a positive on what you were saying.
I think it just keeps you fresh. Different things. I'm keen to actually check out some of your stuff.
Whenever you'd like to.
Well, thanks for tuning in, Smorgasborders. I hope you enjoyed my chat with Dean Brady and Jared Bates of Pro Movement. A big thanks to regular podcast sponsors, BOQ Budrum. These guys are awesome, and that's why we bank with them. We couldn't be bothered with all the other corporate banking BS. We just want to sit down and talk with decision makers, guys who run their business. And that is what we get at BOQ Budrum with Sam Archer and Marcus Henderson. Righto, that's all, folks. Check your next week's Smorgasborders. Get out there and get wet. Now all you have to decide is what you're going to ride.